Let's talk about Ukraine and the threat it's facing from Russia. President Vladimir Putin has been building up his forces along the border. There are now tens of thousands of soldiers there.
NATO is alarmed about Russia's military buildup on Ukraine's borders. New intelligence suggests the Kremlin is in advanced stages of planning an invasion of Ukraine.
Russia, the U.S., and other big players have been talking. But people are still nervous.
Any provocation from any side can be a trigger for more serious conflict.
So what's behind all this? To understand the story, here are five things you need to know. Okay, so let's start with the basics. Here's Ukraine. It's sandwiched between Russia on one side, Belarus to the north, and the rest of Europe on the other side. And that geography puts Ukraine on the front line in a big power play between Russia and the West. And here's the first thing to know about what's going on right now. It looks like Russia's ready for a fight. All along the border with Ukraine, there are around 100,000 Russian soldiers, hundreds of tanks, and lots of heavy artillery.
When I talk to Russian military experts, they say that there's missiles in places where they shouldn't be, and that tanks are fully dressed. And this idiom doesn't mean that the tanks have lipstick on or their earrings on. It means that they have metal cages on and they're ready for war.
We are very, very concerned, but we are not panicking. We live with Russian threat for almost 8 years, so army is preparing. But definitely, you know, it's not very comfortable.
Thing is, the relationship between Russia and Ukraine has not been very comfortable for a while now. And that's putting it mildly. So here's the second thing you need to know. There's history between these two. This is the quick version. Ukraine and Russia were both part of the Soviet Union. When the USSR broke up in 1991, they became separate, independent countries. Russia was the most powerful country in the region. And still is.
Russia has a very parochial view of Ukraine. Russia sees Ukraine as its little brother. Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union, of course, but Ukraine has its own independent identity. And part of what we're seeing here, and part of what we've been seeing since 2013, it is so Moscow does not want to let Ukraine go.
So what happened in 2013? Well, that year kicked off a really tumultuous time for Ukraine. It was tested. Would it lean more towards its European neighbors in the West or stay within Russia's orbit? The president back then, Viktor Yanukovych, was about to sign a political and economic deal with EU. But instead, he signed a deal with Moscow, which a lot of Ukrainians saw as a sign of pressure from Russia. There were huge protests that went on for months. Yanukovych was kicked out, and the EU deal was eventually signed by a new president.
It was a protest against attempts to impose authoritarian model on Ukraine.
Now, while all this was happening in early 2014, President Putin made a big move. He sent forces into Crimea. It's a peninsula that had been part of Ukraine since the 1950s, but Russian speakers are a majority of the population, and Crimea always had close ties with Russia. There was a referendum in Crimea, which Ukraine and the West said was illegal, but the people there voted to join Russia. And the next thing we knew, Russia had annexed Crimea.
The referendum in Crimea was a clear violation of Ukrainian constitutions and international law.
Nobody predicted in 2014 that Russia would attack Ukraine. It happened.
But it didn't end with Crimea, because things also kicked off in eastern Ukraine. We're talking about the Donbas region. It's made up of Luhansk and Donetsk, and is a part of Ukraine that has a big population of ethnic Russians. In April 2014, pro-Russian separatists started taking territory, and the fighting became a full-scale war between them and the Ukrainian military. The separatists took control of two areas. They named them the People's Republics of Luhansk and Donetsk, and said they were independent from Ukraine. Russia was accused of backing the separatists with troops and weapons, although Moscow has always denied it. 8 years later, diplomatic initiatives to resolve the crisis have basically failed. More than 14,000 people have been killed, with 1.5 million forced to leave their homes. the status of eastern Ukraine still hangs in the balance, and the fighting hasn't stopped. So that's the history lesson, which helps to explain where we are now. But then there's NATO, and that's the next thing you need to know about. With everything that's happened in the last 8 years, Ukraine's been getting a lot of military support from the West. It's now closer than ever to NATO, and Russia doesn't like it.
In Washington, the signing ceremony of the North Atlantic Treaty.
Now remember, NATO is the military alliance founded by Western countries after World War II to band together against the Soviet Union. Since the collapse of the Soviet Union, NATO's expanded eastward. NATO now includes countries that Russia sees as being in its backyard, like Poland, Bulgaria, and the Baltic states. And Russia believes that's a threat to its own security. It doesn't want Ukraine to be next on the list, even though most experts think that's pretty unlikely anyway.
Ясно, что один из важнейших элементов сегодня – это стабильность и безопасность, обеспечение безопасности вот на этом участке, на этом направлении. И мы должны понять, как будет обеспечена наша безопасность. Поэтому без всяких хитростей мы просто прямо поставили вопрос, что никакого движения НАТО на восток дальше быть не должно.
Now Putin recently made some pretty big demands, which he wants as legal guarantees. Among other things, he wants NATO to stop any kind of military cooperation with Ukraine and to rule out NATO membership for Ukraine or anyone else.
And that's a red line. We know that the West will not agree to that. Washington can't agree to that.
Russia is demanding very, very complicated things. Putin is trying not to speak about Russia's proposal as an ultimatum. But in fact, it's an ultimatum.
So Putin's made those big demands, and he has all those troops on the border. But what's his actual strategy? Well, the next thing you need to know is that some people think there's a lot more going on here.
People want to understand the logic of Putin, and it's still not clear.
One theory is that this is an elaborate bluff. Putin is trying to scare the heck out of everyone. He's trying to scare Biden, he's trying to scare the Ukrainians, and he's trying to scare Western Europe into a deal.
Another theory is that this isn't just about NATO and military security. It's also about Putin's own political security. If Ukraine looks like a successful alternative to his way of running a country, well, maybe that makes Putin more vulnerable.
Putin is afraid of democracy and freedoms. And you have Ukraine on his borders where many Russian-speaking Ukrainians, many Russians live, and it's a free country. So this was interpreted by Putin as an existential threat to his authoritarian regime.
If Ukraine succeeds, then all of his excuses are invalid. Russia and Ukraine are similar enough that he won't be able to say that democracy is impossible in Russia, right?
Okay, so here's the last thing you need to know, the current state of play. The US and its allies have been threatening tough sanctions against Putin if he does go ahead and invade Ukraine. They'd be designed to crush Russia's economy and hit its tech and defense sectors.
Aggression against Ukraine will be met with massive consequences.
But some experts question whether sanctions are much of a deterrent and think Russia is already making a plan for how it would deal with them. Now, the US and Russia and others have been holding talks. The idea is to calm things down and avoid a war. But no one seems to be budging.
We underscore that for us it's absolutely mandatory to make sure that Ukraine never ever becomes member of NATO.
Russia has to make a stark choice, de-escalation in diplomacy or confrontation in consequences.
One thing's for sure, this is a high-stakes situation for Russia, for the US and NATO, and especially for the people of Ukraine. The big question is, what's Putin's next move?
I know him for many, many years. He will be tough till the end. He will be tough till the real red line. And this red line is Ukraine.
If there is a story or a topic you want to get your head around, get in touch with us on Twitter or Facebook. Also, make sure to subscribe to this YouTube channel and check out our playlist where you can watch all our episodes.